Shopify helped businesses break sales records over the holidays with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back, and we were talking about Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton explains how the Democrats stole the 2020 election. A clip from Paxton's interview with Tucker Carlson is making the rounds on social media. During the interview, Attorney General Paxton explained to Tucker Carlson how Democrats cheated and stole the 2020 election. And he goes on to say, Tucker Carlson, they stopped counting votes on election night. Ken Paxton, because what they needed to figure out was how many real votes there were so they could figure out how many mail and ballots to apply to the election. This is what they would have done in Texas, I'm convinced. Now, I watched them as a truck pulled up at the Board of Elections there in Detroit. A truck pulled up, a box truck. They opened the back, and it was filled with boxes that said Biden ballots. These were false ballots, phony ballots that they were bringing in, okay? I mean, everywhere you turned, you saw people coming up to these ballot boxes, stuffing them, you know. And so this mail-in ballot thing.
Wasn't there a tractor trailer full from New York to
Pennsylvania? Yeah, it was but all of that. And then, of course, just recently there in Maricopa County, and, you know, they realized there was like another 300,000 of false, ballots. And then we saw what happened in Georgia. And now, in fact, the Raffensperger, we'll talk about that because he's being removed now. Because he lied about the election fraud. Trump was absolutely right on target. He was absolutely right. Tucker Carlson says, so you think there was fraud, right? Ken Paxton says, I have no doubt, having been through the whole process. Tucker Carlson said, it wasn't just a water leak. Ken Paxton, it was definitely planned. I mean, it would have happened in Texas, I promise you. Tucker Carlson, but can you just stop counting ballots on election night whenever you're watching TV? Oh, I know. Ken Paxton, have you ever seen that before? Ever? For three. Tucker Carlson, well, will you tell me you're the one? Ken Paxton, I've never seen him before in my life. I was like, I knew it when they stopped and Trump is leading in all of these states. I know exactly what they were doing because there is no way to know where those mail-in ballots came from. Anybody could have filled them out, and they did. Dead people. They had like 900 ballots going to the same residence, the same house, okay? And it wasn't that big a house, right?
Okay. Wow.
So he says, anybody could have filled them out. Anybody. There is no way to know where those ballots came from. Carlson, this is not a dangerous conspiracy theory, is it? Paxton, I watched it happen. And so, there you go. He says this. On election night, November 2020, President Trump was soundly defeated by Joe Biden. The election, this is by Via Collin here. This is the Democratic operative caught on a hot mic after Secret Service agents swarmed Joe Biden as pro-Hamas protesters. Oh, this is a different article here, okay. On election night in November 2020, President Trump was soundly defeated, they said. The election was won by Trump, and Americans went to bed. Then something took place the Americans had never experienced in over 200 years of existence. The news broke that the battleground states were going to quit counting votes for the night. This has never taken place in history before. Overnight, the Democrats dumped hundreds of thousands of mysterious votes for Joe Biden into the battleground states. There was collusion. 4 days later, when even Pennsylvania, where they locked the doors on the counting rooms and now, John, you were there at the time in Pennsylvania. It wasn't the Democrats had all the help from the rhinos there too, didn't they?
They sure did. Pastor Ernie, it was astounding to watch the rhinos in the Republican Party, how they actually cooperated with the Democrats during this.
Yeah.
Only a couple of politicians that stood up for what was the corruption and what was going on. And the Republicans, these are Republicans who stood up. The Republican Party, hounded them. They did everything they could to, I can't think of that one senator's name, Pastor Ernie, from Pennsylvania. So they tried to destroy him. They took his office away. You remember
Was
it Mastriano?
He couldn't speak. They censored him, and they took his office away. They took his office help away.
Was that the guy we had on the program, Mastriano, or?
Yes, that's him, Mastriano. Yes, that's him,
Pastor. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. I remember that. They did everything they could to destroy him. Now, he goes on to say there was collusion. 4 days later, even in Pennsylvania, where they locked the doors on the counting rooms and prevented Republican observers from entering, had gone to Joe Biden. Trump was ahead in the state by nearly 800,000 votes on election night. Flashback. On election night, Chris Wallace said, election workers in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada had to stop counting because they're normal people who need sleep. Yeah, well, isn't that something, huh?
Pastor Ernie, you notice how this all happened in the critical states? It didn't. The balloting didn't stop like in Vermont and in New York, but it was in
Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona.
Yeah. So he goes on to say this was classic fraud. The entire country knew it then and knows it now. The pretenders and the fake news immediately started pushing a notion that Joe Biden, who had never held an honest rally the entire election season, had captured 81 million votes. It was the greatest crime in U.S. history. Well, actually, Roe v. Wade was the greatest crime. Today, we starting to understand Attorney General Bill Barr's role in the historic criminal act. The Gateway Pundit wrote about this earlier. We outed Barr, remember? In the coming days, the Gateway Pundit will release more evidence on how it was possible for the Democrats to pull off this heist. So, very good.
I wanted to add about Barr. In January, after Trump was out of office and all, at the end of January, he got a contract to print a book for millions of dollars, and so did that Amy Coney Barrett, the Supreme Court justice. She was like new on the bench. The whole bit, she got like a $3 million book deal. And have you ever heard a word about a book from Barrett or from Barr?
No.
That's how they get the bribes. That's one of the ways they get paid bribes. They get an advance on a book deal.
Well, there you go. And boy, we are so tired of being sold out, aren't we? So tired of being betrayed. Anyhow, we're going to listen to now. Mike Adams is going to be talking with Tony Schaefer about what's coming here. So, about the border down there in Texas, what this is all about. So, now, Seth, take it away. Seth, are you there?
was interviewing Colonel Tony Schaefer today, and he said something that really caught my attention. He said that, well, you know, out of this Texas border situation, you have Democrats in Texas calling for Joe Biden to seize control over the Texas National Guard and to control it from Washington and order the Texas National Guard to remove the barriers in order to, of course, allow the accelerated invasion of the state of Texas and the United States of America with enemy combatants who are illegal immigrants. Well, Tony Schaefer told me that he thought that the Texas National Guard would refuse that order, and then that would expose the incredible weakness of the Biden regime and central control from Washington. And I agree with Tony Schaefer. I think that is the case. In fact, I think Washington is incredibly weak at this moment in history. And all that Joe Biden and the Democrats can do is bluff. In fact, I would say this is the moment for states like Texas to stand up, hold your ground, don't be bluffed into coercion or compliance with tyranny, and take the steps that are necessary to defend your states against invasion. Even if those steps require, you know, local state-based military deployments of state assets by the governor, military deployments to engage or halt the enemy invasion of this nation. Because, you know, every governor in America and every president and every member of law enforcement or the armed services swears an oath to protect and defend the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, you know, you can't find a better example of enemies, foreign and domestic, than the Biden regime conspiring with illegals and enemy combatants to overrun, to invade, to occupy the United States of America. That is both enemies, foreign and domestic, right there. The foreign enemies are, of course, the invaders. The domestic enemies are those who are violating the U.S. Constitution, violating laws passed by Congress that demand protection against invasion. And we are rapidly approaching the point in time where Texas law enforcement, perhaps National Guard members, perhaps other forms of Texas law enforcement, should begin and probably will begin arresting federal agents who are attempting to interfere with Texas's duty to defend its own borders. And I think that most people in Texas, and probably people in many other states like Oklahoma and Florida and so on, would absolutely support the process of arresting federal agents. Now, if they're arrested, they would have to be held as prisoners of war. Because, of course, Washington, D.C. has declared war against the United States of America, or is waging war. If they haven't overtly declared it, they have, in effect, declared it through their actions, demanding that Texas not protect its border. That's an act of war against Texas and the United States of America. And it's ultimately going to come down to this, where you're going to have a number of states across America, anywhere from maybe a dozen to something in the 20s, that are going to join in with this effort to say that we're tired of the lawlessness, we're tired of the fentanyl trafficking, we're tired of the human trafficking, the drug trafficking, the weapons trafficking, we're tired of it. It's costing us, you know, billions of dollars state by state in order to deal with the lawlessness that goes along with that, and all the victims of citizens of these various states like Oklahoma and Missouri. And, you know, every state has become a border state at this point because of how big the problem is. But these states are going to stand up and say, you know, enough is enough. If the federal government has abandoned its duty to protect and defend these states against invasion, which is Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, it says it in black and white right there, then we, the states of these, quote, United States, well, we are going to take matters into our own hands. Under the rule of law, of course, under state law and state constitutions, we have the right to defend ourselves. And furthermore, depending on where this goes, many of those states may just decide, and we no longer need Washington, D.C. We no longer wish to participate in this broken compact, this fraudulent system of federal control. And you're going to see more and more states moving towards secession. And that's when you're going to see probably, I mean, depending on how quickly this happens. Now, if Trump gets elected, all of this could stop because Trump will protect the border. But that's still a ways away. So even this year, we could see states talking about secession, a lot of grumbling about that. And we could see Joe Biden try to bluff his way into military threats aimed at various U.S. states. And when that happens, and I believe that is very likely to happen, when that happens, it will become abundantly clear to everyone that under this enemy-occupying, illegitimate regime, the Biden regime, which was not elected by the people, that the federal government will be working in conspiracy with enemy combatants and invaders of America. And as a result, the federal government is engaged in outright treason and is working to deliberately destroy the United States of America from within. And when that happens, you're going to see, I think, more states fall away from the union because they're going to also say enough is enough. This is intolerable. We can't be part of this any longer. We need to defend our states and defend our country. And if the people, the corrupt, fraudulent bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. won't do it, then we're going to have to do it ourselves. I mean, Texas has already come to that conclusion under Governor Abbott, and A.G. Ken Paxton and many other states are going to join in that realization and in that effort in the coming months and years. Now, the other thing that we talked about is how this isn't just a white America issue. This is an every American issue. This issue of illegal immigration affects black Americans. It's displacing their jobs and their support systems, especially in a lot of the Democrat-run cities. It also affects Hispanic Americans. It greatly affects them. Hispanic Americans who are great Americans, they're part of our community, part of our society. They don't want to see their country overrun by illegals either, even though those illegals are maybe, say, Hispanic. But it doesn't mean that just because they share the same ethnicity that they want to be overrun by illegals. They do not. So black Americans, Hispanic Americans, white Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans all have the same common interest to stop the invasion and protect America. And the Democrats won't protect America. The Democrats despise America, and they have intense hatred for the American people. So the Democrats represent the destruction, the fall of America, while Trump supporters and conservatives represent the protection and defense of America. Now, where this could go next is a place that not a lot of people want to think about. We are on the path to secession, and it wouldn't be just Texas. It would be many other states. Texas might be the first, but not the last. And if you're wondering what this path looks like, well, the next step, or one of the next steps, would be for Texas to declare the Biden regime government to be illegitimate and to be an enemy combatant illegal force with no authority over the United States or over the state of Texas. Now, that is factually the case. Joe Biden was not elected. The election was rigged. It was stolen. Trump is the legitimate president still. Joe Biden is the imposter in chief or the pretender in chief. Now, Texas AG Ken Paxton fully realizes that. He did an interview recently, I think it was with Tucker Carlson, talking about how the election was stolen. And they just shut down the vote counting at, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning, and then they just waited for the results to come in, and then they printed up whatever ballots they needed or just scanned them over and over again in order to beat the Trump tally. And they did that in all the swing states, and that's how they stole the election. It was a flat-out rigged fraud to stop Trump. Ken Paxton knows that, which means that Governor Abbott knows that. And I'm not saying that for sure this is going to happen, but it's possible that Texas could declare the Biden regime to be an illegitimate regime with no constitutional authority. If that were to happen, then Texas could also declare that the state will begin first telling federal agents to leave the state of Texas. And if they don't leave, then it could begin arresting them. And we're talking about every federal agency, ATF, IRS, DEA, FDA, you know, on and on, FBI, DOJ, you name it. All of you get out or face arrest. And it wouldn't just be arrest. It would also be arrest and detainment as a POW, prisoner of war, because the federal government is at war with the Republic of Texas. And that is, again, the factual state of affairs right now. The federal government is at war with all of America. It's at war with Oklahoma. It's at war with California. It's at war with every state, with every citizen. And if this mass arrests were to start happening, it would probably be followed by, well, war tribunals in the state of Texas to take these officials who have been arrested and indict them, give them a trial, present the evidence of their complicity with the invasion of Texas or with the oppression or terrorism of Texas citizens and Texas businesses and so on. Now, I don't know if it's going to go this far. I mean, I don't want to see the breakup of the United States. I want to see our republic restored to its original founding fathers' vision. And perhaps we can make it to this next election, and perhaps we can elect Trump, and perhaps Trump will put us on that path to the restoration of America. That would be the preferred way. But if that's not possible, and I don't see how the Democrats are going to allow an election that they can't control and can't win, by the way. And if they can't control it and can't rig it, then, you know, they will cancel it. They will start a war. They will start a civil war. They will do anything that they can, anything they want to get what they want. And remember that Democrats control all the ballot counting centers in all the swing states. And if you think that Democrats are going to allow an honest election to remove them from power, you're delusional. Democrats do not believe in democracy. They do not believe in the rule of law. That's clear. They don't believe in America nor the Constitution. They will not voluntarily let go of power, not through any means, not through elections, not through retirement, not through secession, nothing. They will do everything in their power, including killing Americans, in order to hold on to power. And so once you realize that, it doesn't take long to realize that this situation actually doesn't get changed probably through elections. It gets changed by states like Texas standing up and doing what Governor Abbott is doing right now and saying no. It gets changed by having the courage to draw a line in the sand and say, that's enough. We're just not going to allow ourselves to be invaded. And if you try to encourage an ongoing invasion, then we, the state of Texas, under the authority of the governor, we're going to stand up and we're going to stop that. And if we have to, we'll deploy the National Guard. And if we have to, you know, we'll deputize a million Texans. If we have to, we'll put men with rifles on the border to protect the state of Texas or the Republic of Texas, if it comes to that. That's what's going to change our future. And we're on that path right now. And Texit is the name of the movement for Texas secession. And the Texit movement has been in play for many years. And there's a group, I think it's called the TNM, Texas Nationalist Movement. I'm not sure if that's the right term. I'm just going off memory. But there are a great many people who are waiting for the opportunity to secede from the Union because Texas doesn't need Washington, D.C., and Texas is actually harmed by Washington, D.C. and its policies, as we're seeing right now with the border situation. And the more the federal government acts like terrorists, or enemy combatants or incompetent fools, the more rapidly the secession movement accelerates. And that's what we're witnessing right now. So, you know, it could be by the time we have the 2024 election, there might not be a United States of America to even have the election under. It could be. That's not my prediction. I hope it doesn't come to that, but it's a possibility. There's a lot of time between now and then, and a lot of things can escalate. But even if Trump gets into power, you're probably going to see left-wing states wanting to secede from a Trump administration because, well, they know that Trump is very likely to pursue mass indictments of the criminal traitors and the treasonous actors that are the governors of states like California or Washington State, for example, or New York State with Governor Hochul. Trump is going to pursue indictments and prosecutions of the war criminals. And yes, we have war criminals in power all over the United States right now, running various states, running government agencies, and so on. And they are complicit in acts of war against the United States of America. So it's going to be a very interesting year, that's for sure. I doubt this gets resolved within a year or even multiple years. And I also doubt that the United States of America, as we currently recognize it, continues to exist in this structure beyond the end of 2025. So I think that the Union as we know it today has less than 2 years remaining. I think we will see secession or some kind of a breakup or some kind of a collapse, perhaps a financial collapse in Washington, D.C., followed by a breakup, states and regions breaking off and saying, you know, we're done. We're done with Washington. We're done with the money printing. We're done with the lies, the propaganda, the coercion, the threats, the open borders, the child mutilations, all of it, the rigged elections. We're done with the taxes that are so punitive, that are crushing Americans all across this country. More and more states, more and more citizens are going to stand up and say, we're done. It's time to determine our own future, which can be a future filled with freedom and abundance, if we throw off the shackles of a regime that has carried out a long train of abuses against this republic. And that does refer to the Declaration of Independence. It's time to declare a new independence, many people believe, from the tyrannical federal regime that rigs elections, starts wars, terrorizes the American people, and destroys the value of the currency. And that's the Biden regime. And, you know, an extension of the Obama regime. So pray for America. Support Trump. If you don't vote for Trump at this point, you're voting for the destruction, suicide of America. Whether you love Trump or hate him, he's the only pathway to avoiding the total collapse of this nation. And even he might not be able to do it. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
All righty, we will be back right after this to do a little commentary on all of that. But go ahead, take her away, Seth. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. That heavenly prize, it's no surprise how happy I'll be. that guy can sing. Wow. Right, John? Right, John? Where'd he go?
John hung up.
He hung up?
Yeah.
Wow. What happened to him? Well, he must have got... Well, I think he was having some problems. There was a lot of noise coming out of his line. Probably got dropped. Former FBI chief sounds alarm to urgent memo to Congress, warning of imminent threat from military-aged men poised for invasion from hostile nations. This is exactly what we've been talking about. A group of former high-ranking FBI officials has issued an alarming memo to key government leaders, signaling a dire threat to national security. They know what is coming. The memo addressed to top congressional leaders and committees outlined potential invasions of the United States by military-aged men from various global regions, some from countries hostile to the U.S. The memo, signed by retired FBI officials, have extensive experience in counterterrorism and national security, have expressed grave concerns about the invasion unfolding within the U.S. borders due to Biden's open border policies. He goes on to say, the influx, they argue, is not through conventional means, but rather by individuals crossing into the country largely unchecked. The memo emphasizes the alarming shift in demographics of those crossing the southern boundary since 2021, highlighting an increase of young single adult males, some from countries designated as state sponsors for terror. The concern was intensified by the recent Hamas terror attack on Israel on October 7th, which the memo suggests could inspire similar attacks within the United States. The officials warned of all the possibilities of the individuals carrying out attacks, citing their unknown backgrounds, intentions, and allegiances. And it goes on to say that the memo calls for urgent action to address the perceived threat. It suggests that the nation's traditional security measures being circumvented and underscores the need for immediate and coordinated efforts by the FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and the intelligence community. The former officials urged to give Congress the issue greater attention and take decisive steps to secure the borders and identify individuals who have entered the country illegally. The memo is signaled by several retired high-ranking FBI officials, including Kevin R. Brock, former assistant director of the Directorate of Intelligence, principal director of the National Counterterrorism Center, Chris Sweaker, former assistant director of the Criminal Investigation Division, Timothy J. Healy, former director of the Terrorist Screening Center, Mark Morgan. It goes on and on. It's a big, long list of these agents, these former FBI chiefs. Well, finally, these are the guys that were the good guys, remember?
Yeah. When this is a crisis.
Yeah.
Everyone out there that, whatever state you live in, if they're not backing Governor Abbott, call them and get them to back him.
You know, he mentioned
petition Kathy, the government.
Kathy Hochul's health department detained New York's. I think I'll wait on this. I think we'll open the phone lines, take some calls. But when he mentioned Kathy Hochul, just to make it short, right now in New York, they have it set up where a Rule 213 requires health officials to go in. They can go into your place without a search warrant, without even a charge. If they decide that you might have a disease or and take you away and remove you without any representation, here Department of Health, Borrello versus Hochul sought to prevent the implementation of 10 ends. Let me just jump ahead because it's nothing but a bunch of the DOH regulation titled Isolation and Quarantine Procedures, which empowered public health officials to issue isolation and quarantine orders for New York citizens to control the spread of a highly contagious communicable disease. According to Cox, this regulation leaves citizens vulnerable to multiple violations of their civil rights. The regulation renders New Yorkers guilty until proven innocent, he said. A quick review of the rules confirmed this concert. noting that Rule 213 requires health officials to prove that the targets of their orders have a communicable disease, no due process is granted prior to detainment, no advance warning of intent to detain required. Health officials are instructed to monitor citizens placed in quarantine or isolation for a minute, the use of law enforcement to manage compliance with other orders. One's imagination does not have to be large to conjure up many terrifying ways in which bureaucrats with clipboards might wield this unprecedented power. All right, I'm going to maybe do this a little, go into that a little deeper. That's already passed in New York right now.
So is that what the World Health Organization wants to do with the whole world?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They want complete control. Not only that, but they want to depopulate the planet. They severely want to. This is, you know, we've done, I don't know how many programs on that. But let's go to, we have, I think San Diego is Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yeah, I was impressed with the recording you just played. It would be exactly what I would say. So let me take you back to the L.A. riots. Bush 41 federalized the California National Guard and put it into the riots by mobilizing the Guard in the areas of conflict. So what happens in that process is that normally the governor is the commander-in-chief of the National Guard of the other state. And when the president federalizes the National Guard, the president becomes the commander-in-chief of the National Guard. So Biden hasn't done that yet. And if he does try to nationalize the Texas National Guard, is the Guard going to, well, it remains to be seen if the Guard is going to obey the president as commander-in-chief or their governor as commander-in-chief?
Well, my guess is they'll go with the governor because
be resolved.
Because, look, but, everybody knows. Everybody knows there's no legitimacy with Biden.
And I've mentioned this on your show before, that is less destructive than what was proposed in the by secession. And that is if, and the military is going to have to make a choice at some point. So if the military would take action now and place the commander-in-chief and the secretary of defense under some type of court-martial, which I believe they both come under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and set up military tribunals for other members of Biden's administration, like the head of the DOJ and the FBI. Because here's what you're facing. This isn't going to be like the old Civil War between the North and the South. This is going to be high-tech, much more sophisticated. If Texas tries to secede from the Union first, what's going to happen to their share of the national debt? What's going to happen to the military bases in Texas? Who's going to be controlling the nuclear weapons?
Okay, Jack,
and,
Jack, listen to me, Jack.
To the bank
Jack, can you, I don't think
Texas.
He can hear me.
Are
can
they
you hear me?
Frozen like what happened in Canada?
Jack,
can
hear you.
Jack, can you hear me?
Acto martial law.
Go ahead and drop him. Apparently, he couldn't hear me. If you're still okay, if you're still listening, Jack, here's the problem with what you said about going after Austin. If the military were to go after Austin and Joe Obama Biden for treason, which they've committed. The problem is when Obama was in, he went down too many layers. You had 11 four-star generals Obama got rid of. These were the top guys there. He purged. Actually, 260 flag rank officers were taken out. These were the top conservative people that were anti-communist, pro-America, and he replaced those several layers down with his bootlickers, people like Austin, people like Milley, these guys who, and so there's too many layers, I think, right now, in the Pentagon, but we don't know. I think they might see the handwriting on the wall, and they might say, figure out, look, Trump is coming in, and, you know, if there's any loyalty left within the top, in the Pentagon, they might say, well, you know what, Trump is coming in, maybe we need to do that, maybe we need to throw Joe Obama under the bus and throw Austin under the bus. I don't know, but anyhow, there you go. That's what's happening. Who do you have next out there?
Cliff.
Okay, Clifford. Clifford, you're in the air.
I just want to run through a couple of things quick, but in New York, they have a huge pileup of these illegal border crossers and tents packed in, and they don't even know these people's names. They're giving fake names. They have no identity. So you know that the real reason of Kathy Hochul's attack on the citizenry has nothing to do with health. Otherwise, they wouldn't have this situation with no health checks and no information on over 100,000 people packed in certain spots around New York City. You know that it's a guise, that this is just part of the World Economic Forum, New World Order attack under the guise of caring about people's health. So that's one. Another thing on the supposedly there was an executive order in the last day or so attacking the liquid natural gas, which runs heavily out of Texas, that from Biden saying that we can't export that to Europe, which we've been doing heavily on ships. And that coincides with the blowing up of the pipeline, which apparently was headlined by us. From Russia to Germany. So this is an attack on Germany, basically, that the Biden administration is doing. Now, going to the study.
Well, he's trying to say that he's cited the alleged climate change crisis and recent catastrophic weather events. So here, Joe Baba Biden is destroying the country from within. Here's the article you're talking about by the Gateway Pundit. On Friday, Joe Biden put temporary hold on the approval of both pending and upcoming requests to export liquefied natural gas from new projects, Reuters reported. The decision might postpone the termination on the new facilities until after the election on November 5th, including the CP2 facility proposed for the southwest coast of Louisiana. During this pause, the Department of Energy will undertake an assessment to evaluate the economic and ecological consequences of a proposed project aimed at exporting LNG to Europe and Asia. He's just, again, trying to kill our economy.
Yeah.
Well, also, that's the safest. It's cheaper. It's much cheaper, liquid natural gas, and it's also very environmental friendly of everything out there. It's the most environmental friendly. So you know that that's not the real reason they're doing this. They're attacking the economy. They want to destroy the economy specifically of Texas and of our allies in Germany specifically. Germany's a huge recipient of these shiploads of liquid natural gas.
Absolutely. And Germany's recently, Germany's, the people in Germany revolted, and you had a huge, huge protest by the farmers. They lined up the streets, the highways were jammed with tractors for miles and miles. They are really fed up with communism in Germany.
Yeah. There were several countries involved in that.
Yeah. And so I think, was it Holland was one? I think, So anyhow, the people are going more. You saw what just recently heard what the new president of Argentina had to say. He came out and really let them have it at the World Economic Forum. So, Economic Forum, along with a number of others. Okay, so
I think Klosh left the room during his speech. It was a great speech.
Yeah, it was. It was absolutely.
Europe's. We know Hungary's solid.
Yep. So, all right. We're coming up. What time? How many minutes do I have there, Seth?
Six.
Okay. It's that time. Thanks for calling, Clifford. All right. It's time. This is where we come to every night, this time where we give an invitation. And so, the folks out there listening, everyone, I know people are saying, woe is me. Things are falling apart. Well, actually, they're falling right in complete accordance with God's Word, the Bible. Everything is right on time, right on target. That's the reality. And you say, well, I mean, look around us. All of these bad things are happening. Again, like those of us that have been watching and reading and studying, we recognize the signs of the times. And so, and here's what could happen anytime. The Lord could come back. The rapture of the church could take place tomorrow. Your question out there is this. Are you ready? Are you ready? It could take place tonight, right? And when that happens, in fact, all across the globe, tonight, at this very time tomorrow night, maybe as many as a million or more people that are here now will not be here on this planet. They will have perished. Now, folks, it's not a tragedy to die. Everyone you know will. To die in your sin is a tragedy. You can't undo that. You cannot undo that.
It's an eternal crisis.
Right. But and here's the thing. You don't have to. You don't have to. God gave you gave everybody a free card, way out of hell. Way out of hell card. Get out of hell free. Okay. How do you do it? Well, the Lord Jesus did all the heavy lifting. He did all that had to be done. He was the only one. And you say, well, I know that's what you preachers have been preaching. We've been preaching this for thousands of years. The reason we've been preaching this for thousands of years is
because it's the truth.
Truth, right. We've been around, we've been watching everything that God has said falling right into place. Over 1,800 prophecies in God's Word, the Bible, one after the other. Prophecies, some were made 4,000 years in advance. They all came down exactly when, exactly where, exactly how. The mathematical odds of that are zero by man's means, but with God, all things are possible. So the entire heaven and earth bear witness of God, our Creator. The very fact that we look the way we do means, and He tells us why that is, we were made in His image. In His Word, God gave us this Bible right here, this King James Bible. He literally spelled things out for us. He told us what has happened in the past, what has taken place today. Like it says in Daniel 12, verses 3 and 4, seal up the book. Well, we're sealing the unsealing of the book. The unsealing of that book has taken place before our very eyes. Now, I said all that to say this. Here's what you need to do. If you're out there listening to me, and when you hear the preacher giving the invitation, he's just a messenger. He's just a messenger. He's speaking for God. He's God's ambassador, and he's there to tell you, this is saith the Lord God. He tells you this. The Lord Jesus says, here's what you need to do. You need to pray to the Father in the name of the Son. Pray to the Father and ask for forgiveness of your sin. Ask for forgiveness of your sin, folks. Listen,
3 minutes.
Without repentance, the Lord Jesus said himself, unless they repent, you too will perish, okay? Once you've done that, okay, and you need to mean it. You got to understand, Christ, what Christ did for you, he suffered like no man had ever suffered, far beyond anything that you could even begin to comprehend, because He took upon him the sins of the world, past, present, and future. Okay, folks, this is, again, like way beyond anything that we can even begin to understand. Two, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without exception. It has to be, he has to be first. Number one, first in your life, in everything. Once you have done that, okay, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, folks. Now, you've got God's word on that. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You've got God's word on that. There is nothing is assured. The universe was spoken into existence by the power of God's word. There is nothing, never has been, never will be, more sure than the word of God. Jesus said heaven and earth will pass, but his words will last forever. They'll never pass away. Now, all I'm telling you this, you have God's word on all of this. You will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you, you'll be on the road to eternal life. Right there, you'll be on the road to eternal life. Now, we're out of time again for tonight. So at this time,
30 seconds.
We always do this. We say, good night. We say, God bless. Thanks for being here.
20 seconds.
And remember, always, right?
Keep.
No, not yet. Say, always. Ready?
10 seconds.
Now you say, keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Terrorist attacks against Israel, escalating threats of a third world war, natural disasters, and civil unrest are causing...
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.